Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Monday of week two, and we are on page 13 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Each week, we're focusing on a different aspect of prayer, and last week, we focused on exalting God, giving Him our praise and worship. I'm really curious about what you learned last week. Did you learn a new vocabulary word for praising Him? Did you learn a new prayer posture? Did you find a new worship song that led you to praise? My hope is that last week was just one step toward a more prayerful and worshipful life. A lyric from one of Lauren Daigle's early songs that will always stay with me is this: "Let my life be a song revealing who you are." When we learn to praise God every day, our lives will reflect Him more and more to a world that needs all of who He is. Okay, it's so good to be back with you, and this week we're going to continue prayers of praise as we also begin to think about what it means to be persistent in prayer. The key verse for Pastor Derek's sermon was Colossians 4:2, and it says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." I got curious about this word devote, and so I did a little bit of extra reading. And devote means to persist or persevere or to remain steadfast, and it's only used 10 times like this in the New Testament. Half of those are about devotion to one another, and the other half about prayer. Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." So if we just look at Colossians 4:2 and Romans 12:12, we have these exhortations from Paul to be watchful, be thankful, rejoice, be patient, be persistent in prayer. Wow. I feel like those commands could cover just about every aspect of my life, probably yours too. I mean, be watchful. Where do I see a need, or where do you see God working? Be thankful. What has God already done and what will He do next? Rejoice. You have a Savior. You have a future. You have a hope. Be patient. Even when my circumstances and yours overwhelm us, God is working. And in doing those four, the natural, though sometimes difficult, response is to pray and pray again and pray some more. He invites us to be attentive to His work. He invites us to participate in His work. And guys, He invites us to His throne to talk with Him about what He's doing, what's happening with us. The devotional today points us to Psalm 88:13. "O Lord, I cry out to you. I will keep on pleading day by day." Day by day by day by day. He doesn't ever tire of our prayers. He meets us there every single time. And is there really a better place to be than in His presence and talking with Him? But it doesn't come naturally or easily for me, and I'm guessing that at least a few of you feel the same way. So we have to be intentional. Let's get it on the calendar. My chair time is set for 5 a.m. every day, and I am committed to journaling prayers this year and this month in particular. But I've also added an alarm to my phone at 3:30 every day. It's a rough hour for me during the week. It's the time when I can start to feel really tired and worn out. My eyes are tired if I've been working. And you might not have guessed this, but I can get real crabby. And so the alarm that I've set says, pause, breathe, pray. When will you schedule your prayer times this week? Okay, I've already talked a lot today, so let's just jump into a time of prayer. We're going to start with praise, and then I'm going to be honest with God about where I'm at with my heart and mind, and I ask and pray that you will too. God, we praise you today, for you are worthy of all of our praise. We thank you for revealing more of who you were last week as we studied your word, as we came before you in praise and adoration. And God, may those praises, may that adoration, may our exalting of you never cease. May your praise ever be on our lips. For you are holy and mighty. You are all powerful and all knowing. And God, you see us right where we are. And today, God, today I feel a little bit spent. I feel a lot like I am not enough for the tasks in front of me, that I don't have enough in me to be the mom I want to be, to be the wife I want to be, to be the pastor I want to be, to accomplish the tasks in front of me. And it's okay that I don't feel like enough, but God, I don't want to stay in that truth. I want to enter into the truth of you. You are absolutely and always enough for me. That you want to fill me up in my brokenness and in my weak places. In fact, your word says that it's precisely where I am weak that you are strong. That you have given me your Holy Spirit, not so that I could drum up enough energy and enoughness to get it all done, but so that your power and your work could be done in me, so that my life would bring glory to your name, for it is you who's done these things, it's not I. And so I ask for more of you and less of me today. Help me take my eyes off myself. Help me take my eyes off of how small I feel or how insignificant I feel or just how crabby I feel. Help me take my eyes off myself. Help me put my eyes on you. Help me remember that today is your day, that you have a plan for me today and a purpose for me today. And God, as I pray these things, I'm praying over all those who listen as well. That whatever remains of their day, God, that they would recognize that your Spirit's working in them, that your Spirit wants to work through them. God, call us to be attentive to your presence more and more. May our times of prayer move from something that has to be scheduled to just an outflow of breathing, that we would continually breathe you in and breathe you out day by day. Wow, God, so much to learn, but I'm so thankful that you've invited us to this space that we come to your feet and we can learn. Thank you. Love you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.